Good afternoon, evening, or morning, whenever you're listening to this, everyone. Brian Newberg here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car, once again, this time driving to the campus of the University of Illinois, departing the State Farm Center following Purdue's 66-58 loss at number 15, Illinois, on Saturday night. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by Fogg's Pretty Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charter Scheme, Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. It's a little bit nuisance raining here in Champaign, so you're going to hear my windshield wiper in the back, so just please bear with me. Obviously, Purdue loses 66-58 at Illinois, a game where Purdue kind of probably surprised a lot of people by ripping off a 19-0 run between the end of the first half and the first few minutes of the second half to go up 6, 39-33, I believe, on the number 15 team in the country. Really impressive run by Purdue there, but Illinois makes back-to-back threes. Purdue starts turning the ball over left and right again, and Purdue ends up losing. But looking okay doing it, and I think that's, you know, an important part of this here. I know people, it's a zero-sum game, winning and losing, but Purdue has now played its three toughest road games of the season in the Big Ten already. Iowa, Rutgers, and Illinois, at least in terms of rankings and whatnot, those are their three toughest road games of the season, and Purdue has competed in all three of them. And I think that's a really, really encouraging sign, even though Purdue didn't win any of these games. I think it shows Purdue's up to it. And as things get a little bit easier, you know, and as Purdue gets a little bit better, as it gains more experience and learns to play together a little bit more than it already has, I think it's pretty significant that Purdue has not embarrassed itself, didn't get its doors blown off in any of these games, because now you look at this team and they get a little bit better, you know, from here on out. If, you know, time helps them, experience playing together helps them a little bit, suddenly those games at other places maybe don't look as formidable as they did before, because Purdue shows it's up to it. Purdue's best in these games, you know, has been pretty good. And as Matt Painter said so eloquently after the game, is we've got good stretches and bad stretches, and we just need to make our bad stretches average stretches. And I couldn't put it better myself. He's absolutely right. If Purdue is just not, you know, as much of a train wreck at times as it can be, you know, with the turnovers and the defensive breakdowns and things like that, the team's got a lot of potential. And you saw that potential very much on both ends of the spectrum in this game. The 19-0 run, you know, was really, really good basketball by Purdue. Trayvon Williams playing his best, Brandon Newman making shots, Purdue doing a good job sharing the ball, Purdue doing a good job defending. Purdue did a really nice job defensively in the half court in this game. It was a really, really stark contrast from the Rutgers game when Purdue was really bad in half court defense. Purdue's problem was keeping Illinois out of transition. The turnovers obviously deny you X amount of points, but also led to Illinois getting 17 points off turnovers, and it just, that's the game, and that's what the game has been for Purdue so many times this season. It's just, when you take care of the basketball, you're a decent offensive team, you're certainly a good enough team to win, but then you're also a much better defensive team, and suddenly you're looking pretty good, and you're a few more wins up than you are right now. But Purdue should look at its best from these games, too, in addition to its worst, and realize what it's capable of, and realize the path to consistency, you know, is simply taking care of the basketball, simply paying attention, simply concentrating, all that stuff. The issue, one of the issues for Purdue tonight was that moment when Purdue's up 6 points in the second half at Illinois and just needs to do positive things from there on out. That's when you need your veterans the most. And, you know, Eric Hunter really hasn't played very well the last two games, to put it politely. And that's not going to fly if Purdue's going to win games like this. They've got to get him going. He's got to get himself going. Whatever the case may be, you know, that's when you need your veteran guard the most. When you need good decisions, when you need the ball taken care of. And that's simply not what happened tonight. I'm not sure what's going on necessarily, but he struggled at Rutgers and he struggled at Illinois. And that's just, you know, again, Purdue's going to be really hard-pressed to win games like this without its veteran guard, you know, playing better than he has lately. And obviously he will be aware of that, and he will be diligent in trying to address that, I'm quite certain. So I thought Purdue did a lot of good things tonight. Obviously this is a zero-sum game. You either win or you lose, and Purdue has lost these last couple games. But I think there's a lot to be enthusiastic about if you're Purdue here. And They have Nebraska up next, as I just said in my rap video, that I'll upload here when I get home. You know, you have to beat Nebraska at home. If you don't, then you got a real problem. But you have to beat Nebraska at home. And if you beat Nebraska at home, you're 3-3 in the Big Ten with your three hardest road games behind you in a year where 500 the Big Ten gets you in the NCAA tournament probably easily. So I think Purdue's got a little bit to be excited about here in terms of where it is. Obviously, you would have liked to have gotten one of these road games, but I think the important part of it all along, if you weren't going to get any of those road games, is to simply get better because of them. And we'll see what Purdue does next time it plays on the road, or simply next time it plays, period. Because the consistency thing has to be a thing for Purdue from here on out. And again, it has got to give itself a good glimpse of what it's capable of when it's good. Now it just needs to dial in on things that will make it good all the time. So that's kind of what I got from Purdue's 66-58 loss at Illinois. Driving home here, the highway appears relatively not deadly, so that should be good. So we'll talk to you guys again next week after Purdue plays Nebraska in Mackey Arena. So once again, this has been your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast, brought to you by Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charter Steam Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, and the Gridiron Metalworks. Sorry, I almost went Charter Remax Ability Plus twice. Please keep all of them in mind for whatever respective services they have to offer you. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day, morning, night, whatever time you're listening to this.